Hello.
Hello, my name is Randy, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call
is
being recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I please speak with the person who requested this call back?
Yes, it's him.
All right, sir, and how can I assist you today?
Yeah, I wanted to sign up for my unemployment.
All right, so you want to open a claim today, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, let's see if we can't help you out. What's your Social Security number, sir?
It's 288-609266.
And what is your name?
Roy Irie, I-R-E-Y.
Okay. All right, and let's see here. Get in there.
Yeah, I called them once before. I don't know if they got to steal all the info or not.
There was nothing in here.
Okay.
Like you had never called.
Okay, I told her to cancel it, so she might have wiped it out.
And what is your date of birth?
3-7-62.
And what is your mother's maiden name?
Is Millie Carver.
C-A-V-E-R?
Yes, sir, Carver.
And do you have a driver's license?
Yes, sir.
What's that number?
467-3158.
All right, now keep it out, because we're going to need to get that again down here a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, there we go. All right, you understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with his claim is considered fraud, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you understand that fraud is a federal offense, punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years, and could affect your ability to receive future benefits, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 2 years or 12 months?
No, sir.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Okay. All right, and has your name changed since the last time you filed?
I ain't never filed, but no, my name ain't changed.
Okay. And have you worked under a different name in the last 2 years?
No, sir.
Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the last 2 years?
No, sir.
Okay, and what's your phone number?
It's 205-237-0492.
All right, and what was your date of birth again?
3-7-62.
And your mother's maiden name again?
Millie Carver.
Okay, and what was that driver's license number again?
467-3158.
3158?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and that is a driver's license, right? Not an ID?
No, it's Alabama driver's license.
Okay. And what is your race?
White.
And what is your ethnicity? Is it Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
Ninth grade.
Okay. You are a U.S. citizen, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, sir.
And do you consider yourself disabled?
No, sir.
Okay. And what is your address?
77 Jerry Marsh Road.
Spell that.
Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y, M-A-R-S-H, Road.
Okay, now is that one word or two?
It's two words, Jerry Marsh.
Okay. All right, and the city?
Locust Fork, Alabama.
Is that one word or two?
That's two. L-O-C-U-S-T-F-O-R-K.
Okay, and the zip code?
35097.
All right, now, there's no apartment number or lot number or anything with that address, correct?
Yeah, I said 77 Jerry Marsh Road. No apartment or no lot in the hotel. I see what you're talking about.
Okay. All righty. All right, and what's your occupation?
Truck driver.
Okay. Let's see.
What I'm doing is I'm working on signing up for my retirement.
All right.
And I'm drawing my unemployment so I can get that coming.
All right. Let's see. There we go. All right, and are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
I'm trying to get my retirement started.
Okay, well, here's the thing. In order to draw unemployment, you have to be looking for work and willing to go to work. So,
I would be looking until I can get something going, you know. Yeah.
Okay. All right, and do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, I never worked for the union.
Okay.
One time the company was union, but they done away with it.
Okay, are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No, I'm not registered for it, no.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, sir.
Okay. And are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, sir.
And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
30 miles.
Okay. What's the lowest hourly wage that you'll accept?
I guess around 25.
Okay. And are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, sir.
Do you own a business?
No, sir.
And do you work for yourself?
No, sir.
Okay. And are you currently working on a commission, or do you have a real estate license?
No, sir.
And have you applied for, or are you receiving, workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, sir.
And have you applied for, or are you receiving, a pension from an employer you've worked for in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Okay. And have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between April 1st of 2023 and March 31st of 2024?
No, sir.
Okay. And do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And if you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which one would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Okay, and is that going to be in your checking or savings account?
Checking.
Okay, and what is your routing number?
Routing number is 062-00-0019.
All right. And if you would, let me get that one more time for confirmation.
062-00-0019.
Okay. And can I get your account number?
000-733-2211.
All right, and can I get that one more time for confirmation?
000-733-2211.
Okay. And who was your employer?
It was Velocity Rail Solutions.
Okay. And what's their phone number?
I guess it's 385-295-1924.
All right, 385 what?
295-1924.
Okay. And what city did you work in?
I worked in Irondale.
Irondale? Okay.
Yeah, Irondale.
And what was your employment start date?
I've been there since, I've been in 2005.
Okay.
December.
December?
Yeah, December of 2000. Five, yeah.
Okay, and what is the last date that you worked?
Would have been the 3rd, October 3rd.
October 3rd of what year?
Just this month, and just or August. Sorry, August.
Oh, okay, August 3rd?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And why are you no longer working?
They cut the night shift hours out.
For lack of work?
Yeah, the railroad cut back.
Okay.
And they didn't give me an option to roll anybody with seniority or anything.
Okay. All right, have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
Yeah, the vacation pay and sick days.
You got those coming yet?
Yeah, they're coming. This starts this week, I guess.
Sick pay and holiday pay or vacation pay?
Yeah, I got a few hours vacation coming.
Okay, how many hours vacation have you got coming?
I'm going to say around 40 hours.
40? Okay. And what is your rate per hour?
21 an hour.
Okay. And that's on a 40-hour week, right?
60-hour week. We work 2 60s and then a 48.
Okay. All right. And you said you got... sick pay, correct?
Yeah, what he's doing, he's giving me 3 weeks of 40 hours straight time, and then he's adding my sick days into that, and then at the end I get my vacation time. So about 3 weeks pay, next 3 weeks.
Oh, you sure you want to open this claim today?
Why is that?
Because you're going to have to reopen it as soon as you make your first certification, because all this money you got coming in, you're going to have to claim it, okay? And it's going to be well over what your weekly benefit's going to be. And
what do you mean,
so,
claiming? I'm paying tax on it already.
I know, but you're going to have to claim it as income that you've gotten. Since you've been unemployed, it counts as money that you're coming in. And it would what they do, they take, like, your benefit amount. I don't know what it would be, but let's just say $100 a week for easy explanation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you're going to get $100 a week for unemployment, but you've got 40 hours of vacation pay coming, say, okay?
Yes,
that would be more than $100. So they would deduct it off of what you've got coming in. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So once that happens, yeah, we'd be better off once you got it all in to open your claim.
Okay. Can you hold on to all the information we got now?
Actually, no, it won't hold it, but 24 hours, yeah.
Okay, well, I'll just do that then.
Yeah, I mean, hey, look, if, you know, so the information wipes out, you just got to give it to me again when I talk to you next.
You know, it's really sad, though, you pay into this. I'm sure you've heard that, you know.
Oh, I know, believe me.
You need a little help, you got to go through this stuff.
You got, yep, and then you've got still other hoops you got to go through, too. So, you know, I mean, I know.
Just to get a little bit of your money to help you out. But,
yeah.
All right, I'll just do that then.
Okay, yeah, and like I said, hey, you know, next time I talk to you, we'll just start over again, you know. And,
yes,
I mean,
sir.
Hey, that'll be fine. Yeah, hey, you're trying to retire. You ain't got nothing else to do, right?
Yeah.
And I mean,
well, I appreciate your time. I really do.
Yes, sir. Well, I want to thank you for calling the Unemployment Claims Line, and you have a nice day today, sir.
Yes, sir, you too.
Thank you, sir. Bye now.